And it's time to talk sport now with Andre Leslie. Andre, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
Andre, the A-League champion Sydney FC finished their season with a whimper last night. Now, we've already said they might have been a bit tired going into that game.
Yeah, I think they may have been celebrating a bit after their win against Perth Glory on Sunday night. They were playing an Asian Champions League match last night against Kawasaki Frontale from Japan, and there was nothing to play for, really. They'd already been knocked out of the competition, and it really showed. Kawasaki scored three times in the first 30 minutes, and after that, it was pretty much all over. Sydney FC just sent out a very young side as well, with most of the champions sitting on the sideline watching and relaxing. Alex Brosk also didn't get out on the pitch, the departing captain. Hopefully there's a bit more to play for tonight when Melbourne Victory play Hiroshima, Sanfrecce Hiroshima, with the departure of Kevin Muscat, club veteran Carl Valeri, and Japanese star Keisuke Honda. They'll all be leaving the club, and so although this match tonight doesn't count in the Asian Champions League for Melbourne Victory, at least there's three big names there. But for me, it's a bit weird, this Asian Champions League this season. The Aussie clubs have been nowhere near the pace, and they need to ask themselves maybe slowly why that is happening. 5 years since an Aussie team has reached the final of that competition.
Oh, gee, that's a long time, isn't it? Meanwhile, in the AFL, a big fine for Dale Thomas at the tribunal last night.
Yeah, he's been fined $7,500. Now, that's quite a lot on the fines front. He was calling boundary umpire Michael Barlow a cheat in the match versus GWS. Yeah, it's been a while since someone's gone that far. An interesting background to this one: the AFL imposed these new 6-6-6 rules at the start of this year. You might remember, six defenders, six forwards in each arc, and six midfielders between the arcs. And the umpire was actually explaining this to the GWS players, as he's allowed to do. Thomas didn't think he was allowed to do it, and told him he was a cheat multiple times. Stop telling them, you're cheating. And anyway, it turns out the umpire is allowed to inform the teams of that, and Thomas was left red-faced and out of pocket to the tune of $7,500. Otherwise, bad news for Richmond last night at the tribunal as well. Ivan Soldo failed to overturn a one-match ban for striking, so he'll be missing for Saturday night's game against Essendon.
In tennis, Ash Barty seems to be under an injury cloud ahead of the French Open. This is not good. We've all been looking forward to this.
Yeah, she's withdrawn from the Strasbourg International with a right arm injury that she says she's had since she's been 16 years of age. It's flared up again. She had been due to play Daria Gavrilova, a fellow Aussie, but that match didn't take place at all. She says she's now going to try stop hitting for a few days and just give it complete rest. Of course, the French Open starts proper next week, so this is a pretty last-minute moment to have an injury. She's currently ranked 8th in the world, Ash Barty. She's had a heck of a start to the year, but she's often struggled at Roland Garros. She's never got past the second round, and she was going to want to improve on that, surely. Otherwise, the Aussie men not going so well in qualifying for the French Open. Jason Kubler is still in the mix, and Kimberly Birrell and Arina Rodionova are still in the women's qualifications.
Okay, not exactly household names. And runner Caster Semenya is heading back to the track, but not in her preferred event.
Yeah, this is interesting, I think, that she's changing her career right in front of us right at the moment, Fran. She was given that decision on May 8th. Well, it was deemed by the IAAF to be a general decision that she had to take medication to lower her testosterone levels if she wanted to run 400 metres to 1,500. Those are her pet events. She's now confirmed she will compete at a Diamond League meet on June 30th to race 3,000 metres. Totally different kettle of fish, of course, much longer than she normally races. And the organisers say they're very pleased to have her at the meet. She says she's definitely not going to take medication. And
so the rules are different for the long distance races?
Well, it seems to be. It always struck me as being a pretty arbitrary rule that you needed to take testosterone changing medication if you're going to run the shorter distances but not the longer distances. But that's why most people said this was a rule to target Caster Semenya and no one else. So, yeah, as I say, she's changing her career as we speak. She's giving herself a bit of time to prepare for it, and let's see how she goes.
Andre, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Andre Leslie, you're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 24 minutes to 8.